You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. All right, number 26, the five lies of Islam. Islam is religion of love. Lie number two, Islam is religion of peace. Lie number three, Allah is just another name for God. Lie number four, Jesus of the Muslims is the same as Jesus of the Christians. And lie number five, the Quran is a holy book. Kind of getting towards the end of wrapping this whole thing up, but I thought I'd quote a few things out of the Quran, the Islamic Bible, and tell you about how this so-called religion of peace is a farce. These are the opening words of the Quran. It says, "Praise be to Allah, the Lord of all creation, the most merciful, the King of the Day of Judgment. Thee do we worship, of thee we beg assistance. Direct us in the right way, in the way of those whom thou hast been gracious, not of those against whom thou art incensed, nor of those who go astray. But the Jews will not be pleased with thee, neither the Christians, until thou follow their religion, say the direction of Allah is the true direction, and verify if thou follow their desires, after the knowledge which has given unto thee, thou shalt find no patron or protector against God, to whom we have given the book of the Quran, and who read it with its true reading. They believe therein that whoever believeth not therein, they shall perish." Quran, chapter 2. So if you don't believe in the Quran, you will perish. War is enjoined against the infidels. They will ask thee concerning the sacred month, whether they may war therein, or you're talking about Ramadan. The answer, to war therein is grievous, but to obstruct the way of God and infidelity towards him, and to keep men from the holy temple, and to drive out his people from thence, is more grievous in the sight of Allah, and the temptation to idolatry is more grievous than to kill in the sacred months. Sort of saying, basically, it's better to kill them even in the month of Ramadan than to what they view as an apostate. Let them practice apostate. In other words, worship the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the creator of the universe, and his son, Jesus Christ. You know, the month of Ramadan shall ye fast, in which the Quran was sent down from heaven, a direction unto men, and declarations of direction, and the distinction between good and evil. So it calls on all the Muslims to fast. Peaceful words, aren't they? 312 scriptures out of the Quran refer to war, and 67 to peace. Let me repeat that. In the Quran, 312 verses talk about war, and 67 talk about peace. Is this a religion of peace? I think not. Now, let's look at some of Israel's justification why they should have the land and not Ishmael. Psalm 105:8, "He remembered his covenant forever, the word which he commanded to a thousand generations." Verse 11, "To you I will give the land of Canaan as a portion of your inheritance." Islam has no claim to Israel. Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.